there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are in every corner of your media universe. Digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and we are online at npr.org/Bryant Park. My name is Rachel Martin.
And I am Mike Pesca. Coming up, New Music Tuesday. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Iraq says its military has penetrated Baghdad's Sadr city. It's a Shiite stronghold where militiamen led by cleric Muqtada Sadr have fought the Iraqi government and U.S. forces. Some 10,000 troops are going in to take control of the city. It's an effort to prevent violence from flaring up again. China's government now says more than 40,000 are confirmed dead. 5 million more are homeless after last week's earthquake. There was panic in the city of Chengdu following government warnings of a major aftershock. NPR's Louisa Lim is there.
One day after the emergency warning of a massive aftershock, the mood is still panicky in Chengdu. Tens of thousands of residents spent the night sleeping outside, and many are not returning home. Long lines formed at military surplus stores, where people were hoping to buy tents and plastic sheeting. This after emergency broadcasts late last night warned there was a large possibility of an aftershock measuring 6 or 7. In actual fact, the largest aftershock measured during the night was 5.2. These warnings have compounded the sense of alarm among the city's residents, who were already traumatized by last week's quake.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting from Chengdu. From China's state news agency, word of a surprising rescue. Searchers saved a man from the rubble. He'd been underground for a week. He was able to speak and eat a little food when he came out. More than 6,000 other survivors have been pulled from debris. In the U.S., New York Governor David Paterson is in the hospital. Paterson has had minor health problems before. His office says preliminary tests came up normal. He's resting and will have other testing done. A massive explosion in San Diego has injured workers and a construction site there. Allison St. John of member station KPBS is there.
People all over downtown San Diego heard the explosion just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Glass, metal, and drywall debris was blown out by the blast, which left girders sticking out on floors 4 through 7 of the 30-story hotel tower block. More than 400 construction workers were on site at the time. Perry Peak, the fire department shift commander, says more than a dozen were injured.
At least 3 of the victims had burn injuries. The other ones had injuries that are consistent with an explosion, either injured by debris, concussion injuries, that sort of thing.
The cause of the blast is under investigation, but terrorism has been firmly ruled out.
Allison St. John of member station KPBS reporting. Elsewhere in Southern California today, investigators are looking for Charles Manson's secret graves. Manson's last hideout was a secluded desert ranch. Initial tests there turned up evidence of previously unknown burials. The local sheriff wants to put rumors of additional victims to rest for good. There's long been speculation that drifters or runaways died at the ranch. Authorities will use technology that wasn't available during the original investigation nearly 40 years ago. And a South Carolina teen's future just got a lot brighter. A 19-year-old construction worker won the $35.3 million Powerball jackpot. It's just in time for his 20th birthday in July. He plans to buy his mom a house and quit his job. That is your news for now. All this and more online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Have you ever met anyone who won the lottery and didn't want to quit his job?
Oops. Yeah.
It depends on what your line of work is, but I think most of them will pay you less than $35.3 million.
Yeah. What's his name? Senator Gregg from New Hampshire. He kept at it.
I think he gave some of that money to charity, though. So.
Yeah, but he did keep a lot.
I'm just telling you, people, if I win the lottery, I am out of here. That's all I got to say.
Let's buy her a scratch-off. I win one more card. See you suckers later.